we're to be all things to all men, but some candidates believe it's all things to all women. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principle Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaels.
It's great to be back with you, Barry, under rather a cloud tonight. We have to report that we asked for prayers on yesterday's show, and unfortunately, the young man we asked for the prayers for has passed away, and we ask for now for your prayers for his family.
Yes, that's for the Romeo family. Yeah, Chuck, it is sad that that happened, but we know that young Max was a believer, and so we rejoice that he is now in the loving care directly of his Lord.
Amen.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we try to talk about a lot of different issues on this program, but obviously during this time of year and this cycle with a presidential election, we're going to be talking about electoral politics. Now, before you turn us off, like you're turning off all these radio ads that you're hearing that are flooding our airwaves, this one is one that you need to listen to, especially if you are a Christian who is very, very committed to the defense of defenseless human life. In other words, if you're pro-life, then this is an ad that you really need to pay attention to.
You know, those ads saying Mitt Romney would ban all abortions and contraception seemed a bit extreme. So I looked into it. Turns out, Romney doesn't oppose contraception at all. In fact, he thinks abortion should be an option in cases of rape, incest, or to save a mother's life. This issue is important to me. But I'm more concerned about the debt our children will be left with. I voted for President Obama last time, but we just can't afford four more years.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
Yes, it is Mitt Romney, and he did approve that message. And that message is quite a bit different, Chuck, than what many, I believe, in the pro-life and pro-family community have been led to believe about a potential President Romney's position on the life issue.
Well, it's very different than they've been led to believe. Although, frankly, the way they're acting this cycle, I'm sure they're right now rallying around the flag if they've heard this at all. And they'll say, well, we're saved in this by Ryan's position. Now, the problem here is that, first of all, Ryan's position has already shifted. And it has shifted away from personhood and to rape and incest exceptions.
In other words, he's gotten in line with the Mitt Romney position so that the ticket would be unified.
That's right. And second of all, as a vice president, Ryan would essentially be powerless. If you understand his constitutional position, he presides over the Senate, which means he's basically just there to open it and close it. And he said there are a few parliamentary things that he does, and he's only useful if there's a tie in the Senate.
That's correct.
That's the only time the president votes in the Senate. The president of the Senate votes, and that's when there's a tie. And just about guaranteed there aren't going to be too many ties in the current Senate. Yeah, you might get a few.
Not as highly polarized as the United States Senate is right now, that's for sure.
And not on the abortion question.
No, not at all. You're right, so, Chuck. And then that is pretty much, again, that's the significance of the down ticket. But the key is that it isn't so much about Paul Ryan's position, unless, of course, for some reason, if Mitt Romney were elected president, that something during his four-year term would cause him to be incapacitated or not be able to carry out the duties of president. Then constitutionally, Paul Ryan could assume that office once a determination was made regarding the insufficiency or inability of the president not to complete his term. However, it's Mitt Romney running for president. It's Mitt Romney who has been out there saying, shall we say, numerous nuanced things up till now about where he stands on the issue of life. Now, I think we've briefly touched on it on this program in the past, that because of Romney's Mormon faith background, which if you listen to the debates, the last debate between he and President Obama, he was very clear that he really is guided by his Mormon faith. As a matter of fact, he said he was a pastor, which that he really didn't say it right. He was a stake president because the Mormons don't have pastors. They have elders, which are basically teen and 20-something missionaries. They have bishops, and they have what they call stake presidents, which are usually the state-level leadership of the Mormon church. And he was a stake president, which means that he adheres to, or at least should, according to his own church's doctrine. I guess I shouldn't say church because I don't believe Mormonism is Christian at all. I don't believe it's a part of a church. I believe it actually is heretical and it's a cult. And I'm just going to say it flat out. Mitt Romney follows it. So when he uses the term pro-life, it means, just as Mormon doctrine means, that as long as a woman has prayed, has consulted her husband, and they've prayed together, and then they've gone to their bishop, which is really their pastor, their bishop, and he has given them approval, then they don't consider it actually an abortion for her to then take the life or have the life taken of her defenseless unborn child. And those would be in cases of rape, incest, life of the mother. But it also extends beyond that, Chuck, as you and I understand it from our extensive dealings in the past on this particular issue.
Oh, we've already heard from pro-life leaders that liberal bishops are essentially handing out indulgences willy-nilly for virtually any reason. If you can come up with an excuse, you go to your bishop and he will absolve you. In fact, what they in the Mormon church, the way it works is, it's no longer an abortion.
Right, that's the whole point. That's the reason why Mitt Romney can stand up and say, well, I'm pro-life.
Yes.
While holding all of these exceptions consistently with the doctrines of his faith in the Mormon theology, because they change it to say, well, that really isn't an abortion anymore. Once you've gotten the absolution from your bishop, we don't call it an abortion anymore, so therefore you're pro-life.
So this is just exactly the same way that Mitt Romney has been pro-life through the whole campaign. We knew this in 2008. We've known it since Romney was governor. The fact is that there's an old saying, Barry, that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again and expecting a different result.
Well, there's a little bit different way of saying that. It's doing the same thing you've always done in the same way you've always done it and expecting a different result.
Exactly. And here we go again. We've been warning Christian leaders. Now, I'll be quite honest. I really thought it was going to be post-election. In fact, post-inauguration, that Christians were going to be basically given the shoe in the behind once they'd gotten Romney to the top. And in fact, it's 3 weeks before the election.
Well, and really, Chuck, what this is, and I can already hear some of our conservative brethren trying to modify this, you know, neutralize the negative impact of this.
Yes.
And it's going to be that, well, you know, it's such a tight race and Romney needs to reach out and win the women demographic because they are already swinging toward him, as we saw from polling in the past, and now we're seeing post-debate analysis showing that Barack Obama is losing support among women. And of course, this ad is keyed directly into that because Sarah Mento, who is the woman in the ad, is a former Obama supporter by her own admission, who has now decided that because of the debt, it isn't so much about the life issue, although she spends most of her time talking about why, oh, I misunderstood Romney, you know, that he was extreme, but no. You know, so he doesn't oppose contraception, which I think it's going to hurt him with his Catholic voters. And he thinks that abortion should be an option in cases of rape, incest, or saving a mother's life. Now, Chuck, I would hope that might cause him an issue with the Christian voting base who have, to this point, chosen to issue their support, I think, from a basis mainly of fear rather than of faith. And yes,
exactly.
I know I'm going to get people yelling at me because I had people yelling at me earlier this week. I did a presentation in front of a church group, and I explained to them Romney's position on this, their position in regard to same-sex marriage and the support they get, and we talked about that on a program here too. And Chuck, I didn't make any claims. I just basically said, as a Christian, we know that God's word is true. We know that he is who he says he is, that his word is inerrant, and that he has laid out for us in his word what he wants us to know and how he wants us to live. And everybody in that group agreed with that. But then when we got down to the point of, well, this is what God's word says about choosing those who you put in leadership over you from Exodus 18, there's really minimal requirements, Chuck. It's fear God, hate covetousness, love truth. That's it. Those are the three things. That's the main deal. But when we got down to it, basically said, you, in your conscience before God, studying his word and then looking at the candidates, you have to be, when you go into that booth, you have to make that choice before God, because you're calling yourself a Christian, you're claiming the name of Christ over you, which means that you say you're going to submit to what God says in His Word, when you pull that lever, it's your conscience before God. And Chuck, it created a firestorm. I had people claiming that I was saying that they had to have a perfect candidate and that they were wrong, they shouldn't vote for anybody. It just went on and on and on. And frankly, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't say any of that. All I said was, examine yourselves before God through the revealed word that we have, that we say we follow, and we say that we believe is true.
Well, Barry, going back to the ad, there's a lot of fuzzy thinking going on because this woman basically voted for Obama last time. Well, what was the driving issue? Because Obama and McCain had essentially the same position on abortion. McCain was not pro-life.
No.
And that's one of the reasons that Christian sat home last time. Well, now here we're finding out that they've simply nuanced the position. Romney is pro-life to pro-lifers, and he's okay with abortion to people who are okay with abortion.
Right. And again, like I said, this ad is specifically targeted toward women demographic who they're trying to reach out to, women who've had abortions, women who believe in a woman's right to choose in certain limited instances. Now, if it's the Chuck is, the question is, you know, what happens if, let's say, Romney does win, and let's say we get 4 years down the road, and he's looking at that and saying, well, we need to reach more women, that he goes and says, well, hey, abortion for any reason, safe, legal, and rare, which we hear from the Planned Parenthood types. It's ridiculous.
There's a portion of this that I want to play again, and I want to see if you catch this, because I caught something that once you catch it, you say, aha. Okay, so listen here.
Okay.
So I looked into it. Turns out, Romney doesn't oppose contraception at all. In fact, he thinks abortion should be an option in cases of rape, incest, or to save a mother's life.
Did you catch it?
Yeah, they're trying to conflate abortion and contraception.
Bingo.
Yep.
Abortion is contraception.
Yes, abortion as contraception. That's exactly what we're getting down to here.
That slams the escape hatch shut for our friends who are going to try to defend this position.
That's it.
There is no escape hatch. We just conflated abortion and contraception, and hey, Mitt Romney's not against contraception.
And he thinks abortion should be an option. Well, it's an option for what? For contraception. That's what you have to draw from this. Now, again, it's worded in such a way, Chuck, again, we had to play that clip twice and then walk through it with our listening audience here. Many Christians who've already committed themselves or have gone out saying, well, we really don't know where Romney stands on abortion. Why not? I guess that Mitt Romney heard from these folks and thought, well, I better let them know. So here's my new ad.
Yes, exactly. And hey, here's the problem. You and I have friends who are so committed at this point. If they pulled out now, they would essentially destroy their vocation or avocation as Christian leadership.
Yes, I think you're correct in that. But the point is that at what point does somebody finally say, okay, I was wrong about this? You know, that ad says at the end of the tagline, we just can't afford 4 more years. What happens if in the Hobson's choice that it seems that we're getting here, we're not talking about 4 more years, but we're talking about 8 years. And those 8 years are fraught with uncertainty because our candidate here, and I shouldn't say our candidate because, Chuck, you and I know that that's not our candidate, that this candidate here isn't really coming forward with where he truly stands and is using catchphrases and loaded words and a different vocabulary because, again, as we've just explained, and I frankly challenge any of our listeners who may be of the Mormon persuasion to show us differently from your own documents. Because that's where we got it from, was from your own documents, that we're wrong on this. And the point is that they have different definitions. You know, when Romney said during the debates this week, Chuck, that, you know, we are all children of the same God, he didn't really mean what Christians thought he meant. Because the God of Mormonism is an entity who, as God once was, we are. So that means that God was human, and as God is now, we will become. That's part of their doctrine. So the God of Mormonism is definitely another gospel.
Definitely. Now, Barry, we are, of course, out of time, as we always are once the discussion gets rolling.
Of course. Maybe we can pick this up, and because we're going to, you know, a Saturday show, maybe we can pick this up and talk more in depth about many of these issues.
Well, Barry, we got a lot more told you so's for those guys, and we are 3 weeks out, and we thought we were going to be into the Romney administration before we got to say we told you so. But look, here we are 3 weeks out from the election, and we told you so. With that being said, join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.